Hello and welcome to San Jose, California at beautiful Excite Ballpark for the series opener between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Tuesday night baseball here in the South Bay between two California League North Division foes. It's the single-A affiliates of the San Francisco Giants and your Colorado Rockies. Your Grizzlies, winners of five of their last six, they beat the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, but they dropped Sunday's contest to the Quakes 7-2 from Chancy Park. Fresno now 63-39 overall. They are 27-9 in the second half. Their 63-39 record is the best record in the California League North Division and in the California League. Their second half standings the best in minor league baseball. The Grizzlies hold a 7-game lead over the Giants for their best overall record in the division. And in the second half, they hold a 7-game lead as well over the Modesto Nuts. Now, the Giants have already clinched a playoff berth, and the Grizzlies looking to face them in the divisional round. The Grizzlies have still won 30 of their last 40 games. They've won 40 of their last 53 contests as well, and they finished 14-4 at home against the Quakes despite losing on Sunday. The Grizzlies now done with the California League South Division at home. They went 18-6 this year. They are 26-13 overall against the California League South Division, and now taking on the North Division foe in the San Jose Giants, who won the first half, as we just mentioned, 56-46 overall. They are 7 games back of the Grizzlies in the California League North Division overall standings. But in the second half, they are 16-20. They are 11 games back of Fresno, 4 games back of Modesto, so third place in the California League North Division standings. They are third place. But the Grizzlies and the Giants, who played very close games this year, are back at it this week for 6 games starting this evening, a day game tomorrow, and then 4 night games after that. The Grizzlies, they give the ball tonight to right-hander Gabriel Barbosa, a 7-3 record, a 4.88 ERA. Barbosa, usually a piggyback or starter on Sunday, he has now been moved to Tuesday games for the time being. Barbosa, he will get the ball for the Grizzlies. Now the Giants, they'll give the ball to left-hander Nomar Medina, who the Grizzlies have seen a bunch this year. Medina, a 4-5 record, a 5.06 ERA, but coming off a couple really good starts. Medina, he will get the ball tonight and possibly on Sunday as well, as these two teams get ready for game one of six here at Excite Ballpark. The Grizzlies, as we said, 63-39 overall, they are ready for battle. Well, prior to tonight's contest, I sat down with Grizzlies infielder Luis Mendez. Mendez now back from the ACL, and he is ready to help out the Grizzlies down this stretch. We talked a little bit of different things about his patience at the plate. He draws a lot of walks. We also talked about his walk-off wild pitch that he had against Stockton early in the season. Our pregame guest is infielder Luis Mendez. We come back right after this break. We'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancy Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Interview with Grizzlies infielder Luis Mendez with translator Bryant Betancourt in 3, 2, 1. Bring in Grizzlies infielder Luis Mendez and translator Bryant Betancourt. Thank you for taking time for this interview.
Dice que gracias por darle tiempo para tener entrevista hoy aquí.
First question I have for you, Luis. So where are you from and where's your love for baseball start?
Dice primera pregunta de dónde eres y cómo empezó tu amor por el béisbol.
Soy de República Dominicana. Vivo en Azua y eso me nació así de pequeño.
He said, I'm from Dominican Republic. I live in Azua. It's a little town there. And I love the baseball since I was a kid.
So then, who taught you about the game of baseball? And did you have any guys that you looked after that played maybe professional baseball?
¿Qué jugadores, a qué te gusta el béisbol? ¿Qué jugadores tú veías antes de convertirte en un jugador profesional? ¿Qué jugadores tú te gustaban a ti?
Me gustaba Robinson Cano y Francisco Lindor.
He said that before he became to a professional player, he loved Robinson Cano, the way that he played, and so Francisco Lindor too.
So then, when you first started playing, did you know that you were going to be a middle infielder? Because you're really good.
Que cuando empezaste a jugar béisbol, como que si tú ya sabías que ibas a ser como un jugador del infielder, segundo, señor, porque eres bueno jugando.
Siempre me gustó esa base, nunca pensé en jugar a otra, pero más me gusta el señor y bueno, también la juego bien la segunda.
He said that since he started playing, he loved second baseman, but he loved shortstop too. But right now he's playing more second base and he loves playing in there.
So when you first signed with the Rockies, how amazing was it for you, but also for your family as well?
Que cuando firmaste por los Rockies fue muy bueno para ti, pero también para tu familia. Que explícanos cómo se sintió cuando firmaste.
Fue muy bueno porque yo decía mucho eso y no me paré hasta que lo logré.
Say that it was so good for him and his family because when he started looking for signs, he loved that and he never stopped work to when he made it.
You're only 20 years old. Now you're over here in the United States. How has that process been for you going from the United States and now and Dominican Republic now to the United States?
Si tú nada más tienes 20 años, estás jovencito. Que cómo fue esa transición de estar en Dominicana y ahora venir aquí a los Estados Unidos. ¿Cómo se sintió?
Fue bueno porque a pesar de que fue nunca había viajado, fue mi primer año, me sentí muy orgulloso de ese logro.
Say that feels good because he never go to another country, and when he came here last year, it feels so good because it's like a dream.
You're living that dream every single day, and this year in Fresno, you've had an up and down season. But how would you describe your 2023 season?
Que si estás viviendo un sueño todos los días y ahorita estás aquí en Fresno y te pregunta ¿qué dices tú de tu temporada 2023? ¿Cómo te sientes?
Ahora mismo estoy pasando por un momento bajo y bueno, me siento bien porque yo sé que va a llegar el tiempo que va a ser bueno.
He said that right now is not a good moment for him, but he trusts in himself and he knows that it's gonna be a good moment.
Well, one of the best moments this year was actually when you had a wild pitch and you scored the game-winning run. Do you remember that game and how was the emotions for you?
Dice que uno de los momentos buenos que tú tuviste este año fue cuando dejaste en el terreno con un wild pitch. ¿Cómo se sintió ese momento?
Fue bueno porque ya esa era la carrera del Gano y entonces yo puse el máximo en mí para anotar esa carrera.
Yeah, it feels so good. Because what the walk-off run, and he run with 120% for score that run and made the team win.
You're, as we said, only 20 years old too, but your eye at the plate, you draw a lot of walks. Where does that come from?
Dice que tiene nada más 20 años, pero cuando está en el home tiene muy buena visión y lleva bastante base por bola. ¿Cómo viene eso?
Eso es la concentración del juego y habilidad.
Say that the focus in the game and the focus in the home plate and ability.
Well, finally, what can fans expect from Luis Méndez for the rest of the season?
¿Qué esperas tú de Luis Méndez por el resto de la temporada?
Terminar con un buen año.
Yeah. Say that finish strong, finish with a good stats.
Well, Luis, we appreciate time for this interview. Brian, thanks for translating. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light?
you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hello and welcome back to San Jose, California here at Excite Ballpark for game one of six between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. Hello and welcome however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice and I'm glad you could join us for Tuesday night baseball here in the South Bay between the single A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and the San Francisco Giants. With that being said, a big thank you to Luis Mendez for joining us on the pregame show and for Brian Betancourt translating as well. It is now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies, who are 63-39 overall. They are 27-9 in the second half. That 27-9 record, the best in minor league baseball. Under first-year manager Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Lean off and playing shortstop, number 4, Dion Jorge. Batting second, the left fielder, number 25, Daniel Amaral. Batting third at first base, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting fourth at third base, number 5, Skyler Messenger. Batting fifth, the second baseman, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting seventh, the DH, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting eighth is the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. And batting ninth, the right fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies is the right-hander, number 31, Gabriel Barbosa, a 7-3 record, a 4.88 ERA. Barbosa will be making his 18th appearance and 9th start of the year. So once again, under manager Steve Solis, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, your Fresno Grizzlies will have Jorge Amaral Betancourt, Messenger Andy Perez Bugarin, Snyder, Huff, Andrews Jr., and Barbosa on the bump for your Toyota starting lineup. Now for the San Jose Giants at 56-46. They are 16-20 overall. The single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants under first-year manager Jeremiah Knuckstead. Here's his starting lineup. Leading off and playing center field, number 9, Turner Hill. Batting second, the DH, number 5, Tanner Otremba. Batting third at second base, number 1, Diego Velasquez. Batting fourth at catcher, number 8, O'Neill Perez. Batting fifth, the shortstop, number 2, Cole Foster. Batting sixth in left field, number 35, Scott Bandura. Batting seventh at third base, number 17, Anthony Rodriguez. Batting eighth, the first baseman, number 55, Andrew Cachel. And batting ninth, the right fielder, number 18, P.J. Hilson. And on the bump for the San Jose Giants is left-hander, number 23, Nomar Medina. A 4-5 record, a 5.06 ERA for the Southpaw. So once again, for the Giants will be Hill, Otremba, Velasquez, Perez, Foster, Bandura, Rodriguez, Cachel, Hilson, and Medina on the bump. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's national anthem. We will head over to their PA announcer for tonight's colors.
23, Nomar Medina.
Oh. Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise if you are able and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. With us tonight to perform the Star Spangled Banner, please welcome back to the Excite Ballpark microphone, Raven Barbarani.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
An outstanding national anthem to get us set for Tuesday night baseball here in San Jose, California at Excite Ballpark. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for the series opener between two California League North Division foes. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. Your Grizzlies 63-39 overall, 27-9 in the second half. The Grizzlies have won 30 of their last 40 games. They have not lost back-to-back games in their last 53 contests. The last time they did so, they were here at Excite Ballpark back in early June. So over 2 months worth now, the Grizzlies trying to continue their winning ways as they face Nomar Medina for San Jose. A very nice night here in the South Bay. It is 80 degrees with clear skies, 7 mph winds out from right to left. Again, 80 degrees, clear skies, 7 mph winds from right to left. As Dion Jorge will stride to the plate. The Grizzlies, they're in their red jerseys. The Giants, they are in their black jerseys. As Dion Jorge is ready to go, home plate umpire David Sabal. Medina from the full windup, here's the first pitch, and it is a called strike on the outside part of the plate, and we are underway this evening. Here comes the second pitch from Medina, and it is foul tipped into the glove and quickly 0-2. First pitch tonight at 6:33 p.m. As here comes the 0-2 from the left-hander, Nomar Medina. And Medina pitched down in the zone. The count now at 1-2. Medina, a 4-5 record, a 5.06 ERA for the southpaw. As here comes the 1-2. And it swung on and missed, and he gets Jorge on a good breaking ball down in the zone. And just like that, one batter and one out. As here comes left fielder Daniel Amaral. So the Grizzlies, as we said, they're wearing their red jerseys. Grizzlies written across the front. They have black and white on the back with the numbers. They have the black cap with the red bill and the California Bear flag on top of that black cap. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. Again, numbers in the black with the white outline on the back. They have Grizzlies in the front. As here comes the 1-0. And it is down again. The count now 2-0 to Daniel Amaral. San Jose, they're wearing their black jerseys with San Jose written across the front. They have the tri-colored caps, as here comes the pitch to Amaral down in the zone, 3-0 now. San Jose SJ on the front of that cap, that is white with the SJ in black. They have black in the back of the cap and then the orange bills. As here comes the 3-0, and Amaral initially steps out, but it's a called strike. One of those back away towards the back of the batter's box. It's a count now 3-1 to Daniel Amaral. Here comes the 3-1 from Medina. And Amaral takes a low, and it's a one-out walk, and the Grizzlies have their first base runner this evening. As up steps first baseman Bryant Betancourt now. The home plate umpire, Davis Sabal, over on the bases is Tatum Littleton for tonight's contest. Very good umpire crew. Sounds like we'll have a couple different umpire crews in this series, as Tatum Littleton's been between high A and single A over the past month. Here comes the first pitch to Bryant Betancourt. It's inside and a little bit high in the count at 1-0 as Betancourt initially wanted to swing at the pitch. The third baseman in Rodriguez playing way off the line. As here comes the 1-0 to Bryant Betancourt, Amaral leading from first. Here's the pitch from the southpaw, and it's inside. And the count now at 2-0. Amaral, 18 stolen bases. He had his most recent stolen base on Sunday against Rancho Cucamonga. That's a count now 2-0 here to Bryant Betancourt. We'll see if Amaral goes right here. Medina, here's the pitch, and Betancourt lines it out to left field, and it will stay up for the left fielder in Bandura, who will make his first professional play as he was drafted out Princeton this year. And so now two away, and it up steps the third baseman in Skylar Messenger. Skylar Messenger, one of the most dangerous hitters in the California League currently. Messenger, 14 homers, a California League best 65 RBI. Batting 276. As here comes the first pitch from Medina. And there goes Amaral. That pitch outside. The throw to second is way high in the center field. Amaral will stop at second base. And it's a stolen base for Amaral as he's in scoring position. 19th stolen base for Amaral. He is second on the team now in that category. So now runner in scoring position on that pitch that was outside. O'Neill Perez, that ball was way over the head of the second baseman in Velasquez. So now Amaral leads at second base with two outs and a 1-0 count to Messenger. Here comes the pitch from Medina, and it is outside. The count now at two balls and no strikes. Skylar Messenger, a very good hitter, drafted in the 19th round out of Texas in 2022. Here comes the 2-0 now to Messenger. And it is a called strike in the count at 2-1. Skylar Messenger went to Niwot High School in Colorado, right near Coors Field. An opportunity to play possibly at the venue that he watched growing up. As here comes the 2-1 now to Messenger. And he will take it down in the zone. The count now at 3-1. Good pitch from Medina, trying to get Messenger to chase. So now runner at second, two outs here in the top of the first inning, just underway here at Excite Ballpark. As here comes the 3-1 now to Messenger, and it is inside ball four. Messenger didn't realize initially that it was ball four. He will now skedaddle over to first base. So now runners at first and second with two outs for Andy Perez, the Grizzlies second baseman. So now Andy Perez, an opportunity to drive in a run here. Had a nice game on Sunday, 2-for-4 with a double and a run scored. He also stole a base. And Perez up the middle, and the shortstop Foster diving, and no one's going to make a play. Now they have Amaral caught between third and home. The throw from Perez back to third, and they got him to end the inning. 6-2-5. Foster knocked down the ball, and Amaral took a big turnaround third, not realizing the shortstop. Foster was very close to the ball. He went to the catcher, Perez, who ran Amaral back to third, and he is tagged out by the third baseman, Rodriguez, to end the inning. Amaral getting a talking to from the third base coach in Cesar Galvez. The Grizzlies come up empty despite a couple really nice plays. We head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Bottom of the first inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Giants. First pitch from Gabriel Barbosa is outside to Turner Hill, and we are underway here in the bottom of the first inning. Gabriel Barbosa for the Grizzlies, the right-hander, 7-3, a 4.88 ERA for the right-hander, as the first two pitches are balls. The count now 2-0 to Turner Hill, a fast lefty. As here comes the 2-0 now from Barbosa, and it's in there for a strike. The count now at 2-1. Gabriel Barbosa has done a little bit of everything this year for pitching coach Mark Brewer. Barbosa appearing in his 18th game and 9th start. As here's a hard hit ground ball to the shortstop, Jorge. Jorge's play to first is not in time, as Bencourt couldn't pick it, and Hill is on with a leadoff single, I believe. Bencourt on the bouncer tried digging the ball and it just could not hold on to it. So the leadoff man is on here for San Jose as it brings up the DH and Tanner Otremba. And Jorge, that ground ball, they're going to count as an error, so it's actually going to be an error to start the night. But Jorge on the backhand, Hill with his speed, he hurried his throw to first and then it was not dug out by Bencourt. Now a check on Hill, and they almost got him. Nice move from Barbosa. Again, Bencourt trying to hold on to that ball over at first. It's a throwing error for Jorge, so it goes E6 on the ball low. So now a runner at first with no outs. And Jorge, very tough ball off the bat initially, as here comes the first pitch to Tanner Otremba, and it's low in the count at 1-0 from Gabriel Barbosa. As we said, he has 18 appearances, 9 starts, and again, has done a little bit of everything for Mark Brewer this year. Here comes the 1-0 now, and it's a breaking ball in there, and the count now at 1-1. Good pitch there from Barbosa, finding the strike zone against a very dangerous power hitter in Otremba. Count now a 1-1 strike. As here comes the next pitch from Barbosa. It's a ground ball. This could be two. Jorge over to second. They got one. Now to first. They got both. And Jorge, he redeems himself. 6-4-3 on the double play. And Otremba is retired. Nice turn by the Grizzlies. Jorge, after picking up that ball, did a very long underhand toss over to the second baseman Perez, but Perez's throw to first, very nice, and Bencourt catching that one. So 6-4-3, and just like that, the Grizzlies, two outs, no one on for Diego Velasquez, a switch hitting second baseman. Here comes the pitch from Barbosa, and it's down in the zone, the count at 1-0. Gabriel Barbosa, 21 years old. He is listed as having the best control in the Colorado system, according to Baseball America. Here comes the 1-0, and it's a high chopper to Betancourt. Betancourt looks like he'll do it himself. Three unassisted, and Barbosa is out of the inning. We head to the top of the second with no score. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreslerGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Top of the second inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Giants as Jesus Bugarin will lead things off against Nomar Medina. Here comes the first pitch from Medina, and Bugarin, high chopper to short. This is Foster, the throw to first in time. And Foster makes the play, goes 6-3. Foster playing in his first professional game since being drafted in 2023. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chukchansi Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash plus a truck. Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And we thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. So here's another ground ball to Foster. The throw to first is in time. And now Jake Snyder is retired with two outs as here comes the catcher and beer batter Cody Huff. But again, we thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. As Cody Huff now strides to the plate with two outs, both plays made by the shortstop Foster. As here comes the first pitch from Medina, and it's high for a ball in the count at 1-0. Here in the top of the second inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Giants. Glad you could join us. Here comes the 1-0, and it's a ground ball, and it's going to shoot into right field, a base hit. A two-out single for Cody Huff, second hit for Fresno. And just like that, the Grizzlies trying to get back into business with E.J. Andrews Jr. striding to the plate. Andrews Jr. had a good series against the Quakes, including a big home run on Saturday. Andrews Jr. was thrown at the pitch, almost hit him, and then the next pitch he drove to left field. Left the park as here comes the first pitch from Medina. Long pause for Medina. Here's the pitch to EJ. It is outside. The count at 1-0. Runner first is Cody Huff to EJ Andrews Jr. 9 homers this year for the Fresno State Bulldog. Down to 1 ball and no strikes. Huff leads from first. Here comes the pitch from Medina. And that is outside. Now a check on Huff. He's back safely on the throw. Down to first from the catcher in Perez. The count now at 2-0 to Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr. had a couple unlucky strikeouts in his last series. A couple pitches that were out of the zone. But Andrews Jr., very powerful hitter. Here comes the 2-0 to him, and Andrews Jr. sees a strike, and the count now at 2-1. Andrews Jr. last year in September here at San Jose had an outstanding series. And at that point, it picked up a couple career highs that, of course, been matched this year. As here comes the 2-1, and he flies one out to center field, racing back to center fielder and Hill. He's at the wall. He reaches up. It is off the wall. Extra bases for Andrews Jr. He gives the Grizzlies a 1-0 lead. Now he's trying to score. He rounds the bases and throws offline, and he does it. Andrews Jr. inside the park. We'll see if they rule it a home run. If it is 2-0. We are waiting for the call, but if he did so, Andrews Jr. could have an inside-the-park home run. There it is. The first one this season, his 10th of the year. And it's 2-0 Grizzlies here on the top of the second. E.J. Andrews Jr. showing the speed as now Deion Jorge fouls it off. The count now at 0-1. Andrews Jr., that was off the wall in center field. It's a two-run inside-the-park home run. That's the first one for Fresno as that pitch is low. The count now at 1-1. 81st home run of the year for the Grizzlies. Andrews Jr. has 10 of them now, which will be second currently on this team. As here's the 1-1. That's in there. The count now 1-2 to Jorge. So two runs on the second hit this inning. It's something you don't see a lot here in baseball, the inside-the-park home run. Here's the 1-2 inside, and the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Grizzlies now 2 runs on 3 hits. And it's a left-hander in Medina. That ball, the ricochet off the wall, and Hill didn't really have a chance there. The left fielder Bandura coming over to help as that ball is low to Jorge. The count now full. And Andrews Jr., by the time that ball was picked up, thrown to the shortstop in Foster, Andrews Jr. was pretty much at the plate. As here comes the 3-2, and it is low, ball 4, and it's another base runner for the Grizzlies, all with 2 outs. Third walk now for Medina. Runner at first with 2 away for Daniel Amaral, who walked in, stole a base. And the Grizzlies trying to get going here in the top of the second inning. This was a team who has a lot of comeback wins, but over their recent stretch and success, they have scored early and often. As here comes the pitch to Amaral, and it is a fly ball to right field, but it will go foul. And the count now at 0-1 to Amaral. As he is checking about something with the home plate umpire, David Sabal. The base umpire is Tatum Littleton. No balls, 1 strike. Jorge leads from first. Here comes the pitch from Medina. Long check. Here it is. And there goes Jorge. And that ball is fouled off by Amaral. The count now at 0-2. It looked like kind of a hit-and-run situation. A big hole on the right side with the second baseman Velasquez covering the bag. Jorge, if Amaral did not swing, would probably swipe the base. His account now 0-2 to Daniel Amaral. Medina will come set again around the belt. Here comes his 0-2 offering to Amaral. Here it is. And it is high for a ball. And the count now at 1-2. Medina expected a pitch again on Sunday for the San Jose Giants, who run a 5-man rotation. Medina, one of the few starters remaining since these teams met up last. As here comes the 1-2 to Amaral. And he will swing and miss, and that will end the inning. But not before Andrews Jr., a 2-run inside-the-park home run, and the Grizzlies lead 2-0. We head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. We're in the bottom of the second inning, 2-0. The Grizzlies lead the Giants as Gabriel Barbosa will take on O'Neill Perez, the Giants catcher. Barbosa swaying back and forth on the mound. Here comes his first pitch, and it is in there for a strike in the count at 0-1. We were talking that Barbosa has the best control in the Rockies system. Barbosa, in his career, 194 and two-thirds innings, 32 walks, as that pitch is fouled off the count at 0-2. So Barbosa will give up a lot of hits, but will not issue a lot of walks. Now, it might allow a couple runs here and there, but that's what you get when you throw strikes, trusting his very good Grizzlies defense. As here comes the 0-2 from Barbosa. And it is down in the zone. Good block from Cody Huff. The count now at 1-2. Barbosa, as we said, 21 years old. He is 6 feet, 183 pounds. The right-hander is from Bastos, Brazil. The first pitcher in Grizzlies franchise history to be born in Brazil. Second player ever. So here's a ground ball up the middle. A base hit for Perez. Right up the box right there. And Perez has the first hit for San Jose. And another leadoff man on here with no one down. Here comes the shortstop, Cole Foster, for his first professional at-bat. So runner at first, no outs. Cole Foster, a third-round draft pick out of Auburn by the Giants in 2023. The switch-hitting infielder, 6'1", 193 pounds from Plano, Texas. And talked to his former teammate, Carson Skipper, one of the Grizzlies relievers, saying this guy can hit. As here comes the first pitch to him, it's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As that pitch is fouled off by Foster, the count now at 1-1. You can actually, it's 0-2. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As here comes the 0-2 now to Foster, a check on the runner and Perez. He's back safely. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. In the bottom of the second inning, here comes the 0-2 again. And it's swung on and missed, and Barbosa strikes out Foster. That is Foster's first strikeout of his professional career, and the first strikeout for Barbosa tonight. As here comes another 2023 draft pick for the Giants, left fielder Scott Bandura. So one out, runner at first, and now Bandura who will stride to the plate. Bandura went to Princeton, the lefty left fielder. As here comes the first pitch from Barbosa, and it is in there for a strike, and the count at 0-1. Bandura is from Philadelphia, went to Princeton, as we said, a seventh-round draft pick in 2023 by the Giants. 6'4", 190 pounds. As here comes the 0-1, a check on the runner, and Perez, he's back safely with the belly flop. The count remains at 0-1. Perez, okay speed over there at first base, but Barbosa wants to make sure he keeps it close. And now Bandura, who is in his first professional at-bat, trying to move Perez over. Here comes the 0-1, and that is low. The count at 1-1 from Barbosa. So one out, runner at first. Here in the bottom of the second inning, here comes the pitch from Barbosa, and it's a line drive out to right center, a base hit. Bandura is on for the first time in his career. Up to third goes Perez, and now runners at the corners with one out as Bandura lines one to right center. So another single, two hits now allowed by Barbosa. First and third with one out for Anthony Rodriguez, the switch hitting infielder playing third tonight. And now Barbosa trying to get something going here. A double play would be big right here against Rodriguez as the Grizzlies lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. So Bandura, first professional hit. And now Rodriguez, as Barbosa will come set. Here comes his first pitch. Instead, a check on Bandura, and Bencourt making the catch there. Initially, it looked like Bencourt didn't see the ball. Not wearing his shades right now. As Barbosa looking in once again to Cody Huff. Here comes the pitch. And it's fouled off, and the count at 0-1. So as we said, Barbosa's from Brazil, became the second player in Fresno Grizzlies history to be born in Brazil. Murilo Gouveia in 2015, part of the Astros organization, an infielder. So now Barbosa, a pitcher, 21 years old, in his second season with Fresno, as he joined at the back half of last year for the playoff push. Joined right here, made his debut here at Excite Ballpark, and then pitched in a couple postseason games for the Grizzlies, all out of the pen. As here comes the 1-1, and that is outside. The count now at 2-1. Barbosa had a couple career highs last year when pitching with the Grizzlies. Now this year has mixed between a starter and reliever. But now starting here on Tuesdays, as here comes the 2-1. And it's fouled off again by Rodriguez. The count now at 2-2. Barbosa signed in 2018 in his fifth professional season. His last outing came on July 30th at Inland Empire. As the count now, 2-2. Here comes the pitch from Barbosa. Another check on the runner in Bandura. The count remains the same. But the reason why Barbosa did not pitch on Sunday and why he started on Tuesday is that's because the Grizzlies made a trio of moves today. As here comes the 2-2, and it is just outside now. They'll check back of the runner at third, and oh, Perez was caught napping initially, and he is safe. Good throw from Huff over to Messenger. And Perez initially didn't see that ball coming back as the count now full here to Rodriguez with Andrew Cachol waiting on deck. So here comes a 3-2 offering. There goes Bandura, and that's called strike three. And they're going to fake the throw to second as Bandura swipes second with no throw. Good idea, as he really had second base swiped, and there was no chance for Huff to get him out there. It is a called strikeout for Rodriguez as Barbosa picks up his second out of the inning and second strikeout. So with two away, runners at first and second, here's Andrew Cachol, the former Fresno State Bulldog. And just like A.J. Andrews Jr., he would love to help the Giants offensively. As here comes the pitch, it swung on and missed the count at 0-1. Runners now at second and third with two outs. And the Grizzlies lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the second. But going back to the trio of moves, left-handed pitcher Mason Albright, who was part of the trade, as here's a ground ball to the shortstop, Jorge. Jorge Soto first is in time to end the inning. We'll talk about the trade when we come back. We head to the top of the third inning. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain.
It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Top of the third inning, 2-0. The Grizzlies lead the Giants as Bryant Betancourt will lead things off against the left-hander in Nomar Medina. Here comes the pitch, and Betancourt sees a strike. The count at 0-1. So prior to the break, we were talking about the trio of moves for the Grizzlies today. Left-handed pitcher Mason Albright, who was part of the Angels-Rockies deal, pitched one game with the Grizzlies, 5 scoreless innings, and now he's in Double-A Hartford. The 20-year-old has been moved to Double-A. Congratulations to Albright, and it was unfortunate we were going to talk to him as here's a line drive out to center, and Hill makes the play. It goes L8 and Betancourt now. 2 hard hits, but right at somebody as here comes third baseman Skylar Messenger, who walked his first time up. So again, congrats to Albright. It was unfortunate we could not grab him for an interview before he departed for the Yard Goats. Another Grizzlies player has also been promoted, this time to High A Spokane. It is infielder Parker Kelly. As here's the pitch to Messenger, it's in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. Parker Kelly had a career-high 3 RBI on Saturday, added his 4th in 2 games on Sunday. Now Kelly will join the Spokane Indians as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 0-2. A big congratulations to Parker Kelly. And finally, the Grizzlies adding another lefty to their bullpen in Gabriel Rodriguez, who started the year with the Grizzlies. As here comes a pitch to Messenger, he fouls it off again. The count remains 0-2. Now Rodriguez went down to the Arizona League to get some work. And with the ACL Rockies, he pitched very well. And now back here with the Grizzlies. As here's the 0-2 in the dirt, the count at 1-2. Now Rodriguez was part of a Rule 5 from the Braves a few years ago. And the Rockies want to make sure that the left-hander can handle here at single A, and it'll be great to have the hard-throwing lefty back in the bullpen. Here's the 1-2. It's outside. The count now at 2-2. So a trio of moves. The Grizzlies have now made at least one move on 5 straight Mondays. As here comes the 2-2 offering, and it is low, and the count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So the Grizzlies, a lot of changes, but the team continues to win. 27-9 here in the second half. They are trying to get to the postseason for the third straight season. Here comes the 3-2 to Messenger, and he will foul it off. Good pitch from Medina down in the zone. The Grizzlies and Giants, this is the last time these two teams will face each other until possibly the postseason. This is the last of 5 regular season series. As here comes another 3-2 in the line drive out to center field. Turner Hill racing back, and he will make the catch on the run. Nice play from Turner Hill. 2 outs now. And here comes the second baseman, Andy Perez, who singled his first time up. Now, the Grizzlies hold a 12-9 record against the Giants this year. They took 5 out of 6 from San Jose back at Chukchansey Park in the last week before the All-Star break. It was July 4th week. As here's the pitch to Andy Perez, a high chopper to first. Cachel, the unorthodox play, the throw is going to be not in time. Oh, Perez is out at first, and that I don't think was the right call. And that will end the inning either way. But the Grizzlies, 12-9 overall, hold a 45-36 record against the Giants since 2021. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. Freshergrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the third inning. 2-0, the Grizzlies lead the Giants. As P.J. Hilson will lead things off against the right-hander in Gabriel Barbosa. Here comes the first pitch from Barbosa, and it is inside in the count at 1-0. Gabriel Barbosa last time out on July 30th at Inland Empire. He picked up a no decision after 6 innings of work. Here comes the 1-0, and it swung on and missed. The count now at 1-1 to Hilson. He allowed 9 hits and 4 runs, 3 of them earned. No walks, 7 Ks for Barbosa. And here comes the 1-1. It swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2. Good pitch that Hilson was way out in front on. But Barbosa, those 6 innings tied a career high. His 9 hits also tying a career high. But Barbosa this year has been very good for Fresno. As here comes the 1-2 offering now to P.J. Hilson. And it is just outside. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barbosa is facing the Giants for the 5th time, his 4th start. It'll be his 5th appearance and 4th start. As here comes the 2-2 from Barbosa to Hilson. And it's a line drive out to center field. This is Bugarin, and he reaches up initially, and he makes the play. That ball carried a little bit on Bugarin. Either way, Hilson is retired. With one out, here comes Turner Hill, who reached on an air. Barbosa, 1-2 record, a 6.87 ERA against the Giants. But Barbosa, in his last outing on July 7th, was very good against the Giants. 5 innings of 4-run ball, but he was efficient in terms of throwing strikes as that first pitch is outside. The count at 1-0. Barbosa, over the past 2 months, has a 2.75 ERA. Here's the 1-0. That's a strike. The count now at 1-1. And it's because he moved to the bullpen initially. In 9 games, Barbosa is 6-0 with 1 save and a 2.67 ERA as a reliever. Now, the team is 9-0 when he pitches out of the pen. But because Barbosa can eat some innings, he is now used as a starter his 9th game. But he's 1-3 with a 6.81 ERA. And the team is 2-6 in his starts. 13 straight appearances where he has not had a losing decision tagged to his name, though. As here's the 1-2, a chopper to the shortstop in Jorge, and there's no play. The third baseman Messenger coming across the diamond, got into the vision of Jorge, and it's going to be a single, I believe, for Turner Hill. So Hill now has reached base twice on two balls to the shortstop Jorge. So one out runner at first. And here's Tanner Otremba, who went into a double play his last time up. Third hit now for San Jose. As Tanner Otremba now to the plate. Here's the pitch, and it is inside, and the count at 1-0. Again, Barbosa, 13 straight appearances where he has not had a losing decision tagged to his name. And here comes the 1-0, a check on the runner, back safely with a head first dive. And Barbosa, one of the nicest guys on this team and one of the hardest working pitchers, according to pitching coach Mark Brewer. As here comes the 1-0 offering. And it is fouled off, and the count now at 1-1. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies, here in the bottom of the third. Count at 2-1 to Tanner Otremba. The Grizzlies lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. And now at 2-2, good pitch from Barbosa. Here in the bottom of the third inning, as the fans continue to come into the park here at Excite Ballpark for Game 1 of 6, Tuesday Night Baseball. A beautiful evening here in the South Bay. As here's the 2-2, and there goes the run and the throw from Huff to second is offline, and it didn't look like Perez, the second baseman, held on to the ball. So a stolen base for Turner Hill. Runner at second now with one out, and Tanner Otremba has a 3-2 count for him. Here in the bottom of the third inning, as Gabriel Barbosa trying to get through another scoreless inning. Here comes the 3-2, and it is low ball four. Now runners at first and second with one out, and Gabriel Barbosa a walk. That is the first walk for Barbosa since July 23rd versus Modesto. Barbosa has 4 walks over his last 6 outings, and it spans over 22 innings in that. This year, Barbosa has not walked a batter in 6 outings. And now runners at first and second with one out, as Diego Velasquez will stride to the plate. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Good ball down in the zone by Barbosa. Swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. The runner at second is Turner Hill. The runner at first is Tanner Otremba. One out here in the bottom of the third for the Giants. They trail 2-0 to your Grizzlies. Here comes the 0-1 from Barbosa. There goes Hill for third. And now the throw to second. And he is safe. Andy Perez applying the tag, but Otremba is safe. It's a double steal as Hill swiped third without a throw and then trying to get the back runner in Otremba, and he is safe. So now runners at second and third with one out. And now Velasquez trying to tie this game up with one swing of the bat. As that pitch is inside, the count now at 2-1. And Hill took off before Barbosa was even to the plate. He read something from either Barbosa's timing or something in terms of an off-speed pitch, because Cody Huff, the only throw he had was a second. As here's a ground ball to the first baseman Betancourt. Underhand toss over to Barbosa. It will score Turner Hill. It's now 2-1. as Velasquez. It goes 3-1, and it's an RBI as well for him. Second out of the inning, now O'Neill Perez to the plate. So Hill comes in to score. Up to third goes Otremba. It is a run. It is earned as well. So now runner at third with two outs for O'Neill Perez, who's 1-for-1 with a single. And the Grizzlies played back on that ball as he allowed the run to score, and they will take the out for it. As here's the pitch from Barbosa. It's in the dirt. The count at 1-0. Tanner Otremba at third. He walked, and Turner Hill reached on an infield single. As here comes the 1-0 from Barbosa. It's down. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Barbosa has allowed a couple base runners in this contest. As the count now 2 balls and no strikes. Here comes the pitch to Perez, and it is in there. And the count now at 2-1. Day game tomorrow here in the South Bay at 1 p.m., then back to 6:30 on Thursday. As here's the pitch, and that is low. And the count now at 3-1, and unlike Gabriel Barbosa in throwing a lot of balls early on in counts. O'Neill Perez now in the driver's seat. What will Barbosa throw him here? Here comes the 3-1 pitch. And it's a high chopper to second, or to short. This is Jorge to first, the dig. And it gets away from Bettencourt, and it scores a run. We are tied at 2 here in the third. Perez reaches. It has to be an error as Bettencourt tried digging the ball. It will score Otremba. We are tied at 2 on another Grizzlies error. So now runner at first with 2 outs, and Cole Foster will stride to the plate. And a mound visit now between Barbosa and Cody Huff. While we have the mound visit, Manco Avenue Lou Pervonce apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervonce is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leproveneaparts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Minko Abbott and Lou Pervonce apartment homes at the Dominion, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Here on August 8th, as here's Foster now, runner at first with 2 outs. And a check now back on the runner. He's back safely. So runner at first here with 2 outs. Here in the bottom of the third inning. As Barbosa trying to get out of the frame without any more damage. Here's the pitch. And it is a called strike. And the count now at 0-1 here to Foster, who struck out swinging his first time. No balls, 1 strike, 2 outs, 2-2 our score here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch, and it's another strike perfectly placed on the outside part of the plate from Barbosa. So now no balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the bottom of the third. Barbosa looking for his third punch out. He will come set. And here comes an 0-2, and said it'll be a check back on Perez. He's back safely. They have checked on Perez now 4 times over the 2 times that Perez has reached a single and an error. And the Grizzlies biting themselves this inning. A big walk and then an error as well. As here comes the 0-2. And it swung on and missed with a ball in the dirt. And Foster now 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts from Barbosa. We're tied at 2 as we head to the 4th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why.
With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of Minor League Baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Top of the fourth inning, 2-2 our score between the Grizzlies and the Giants, as Jesus Bugarin will lead things off against the left-hander in Nomar Medina. Here comes the first pitch from the southpaw, and it is outside of Bugarin, the count at 1-0. Bugarin, a ground ball to the shortstop his first time up. As here comes the 1-0 to him, and it is inside. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Jesus Bugarin, 9 homers this year as he will chop one over to the third base and now to the shortstop, and it gets through into left field. A high chopper. Now Bugarin will head back to first, and I hope he's okay. When he rounded first, it looked like he stepped awkwardly, and now he is hobbling. And hopefully Bugarin is okay. The Grizzlies only have 3 bench players. Bugarin just showing some hustle around first base, and hopefully he didn't hurt himself. A single for Bugarin, fourth hit now for the Grizzlies. And now the athletic trainer Justin Wilson coming out to look at Bugarin. This is not good if the Grizzlies lose their center fielder. Bugarin now talking to Justin Wilson. Bugarin rocking the American flag armband as that ball got to left field. The third baseman in Rodriguez couldn't make the play, and it looked like initially, yeah, when he got around first base, he came up hobbling a jump, and then he didn't look okay, and he looks very upset just walking up and down that first base line. But the shortstop and Foster almost made a play on it, but either way, the speed of Bugarin, I don't think they would have reached him. So now Bugarin talking to Justin Wilson, who will trot off the field, and it looks like Bugarin's going to stay in this game. We'll see what happens as he talks to the home plate umpire and David Sabal, and it just looks like something tightened up, whether it's the calf or the ankle or something. We will have to watch Bugarin now. Runner at first with no outs for Jake Snyder. Snyder 0 for 1 with a ground out, as here's the first pitch. It's outside, the count at 1-0. And Bugarin limping back after that initial pitch. Could be a cramp. Could just be a quick tighten of the muscle. As here comes the 1-0 to Snyder. And it's inside, and Snyder initially went to swing and then had to bring his hands back quickly so he wouldn't get hit. And the count now at 2-0. Jake Snyder getting some signs from third base coach and Grizzlies bench coach in Cesar Galvez. As here comes the 2-0 to Snyder, and it is outside. The count now at 3-0. Bugarin again doesn't look comfortable over at first. As we said, the Grizzlies only have 3 bench players. Jesus Ordonez, Gene Perez, and Luis Mendez. As here's the 3-0, and it is a strike all the way. The count now 3-1 here to Jake Snyder from lefty Nomar Medina. Medina, 6 feet, 190 pounds. signed as an international undrafted free agent in 2020 by the Giants. As here's the 3-1, and that's a line drive out to left center field. Bouguereau now trying to get to third. He is going to see the ball get away. Bouguereau will round third. He's headed home. Here's the throw. It's offline, and Bouguereau scores from first. That ball gets away from the catcher, and Snyder hustles to third. It's an RBI double, advanced to third on the throw, and it's 3-2 Grizzlies. Jake Snyder lines one out to left center that initially could be a single. We'll see what the ruling is. Either way, it's going to be an RBI as Bouguereau rounds the bases. So it'll be double E7, no RBI on the play. And then E2 as well. So a double, and then it'll be E7, and then E2. Allowing Snyder to get to third, and there are no outs as Cody Huff will see a ball, I believe, the count at 1-0. That ball was close to the zone. So runner at third with no outs, 3-2. The Grizzlies lead the Giants here in the top of the fourth. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball. This should score Snyder easily. The throw from Foster is high, and it gets away as Huff will reach. Cachel now picks up the ball, and Foster makes his first professional error now with that throw. That was as easy may as it could have been, but Huff will reach. It goes E6. So now two runs have scored this inning. On two hits, there's been three errors.
RBI on that one, though, right?
So now runner at first with no outs, and it's E.J. Andrews Jr., who had the inside the park home run the last time. As here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr. outside, and a check back on Huff will slide in back to first. No throw. It is an RBI for Cody Huff on that one. So two runs on two hits and three errors this inning. As here comes the 1-0 to Andrews Jr., and he takes a ball, and the count now at 2-0. So now four runs for Fresno. They lead 4-2 here in the top of the fourth. They have five hits as well. As here comes the 2-0 from Medina, and it is a called strike, and the count at 2-1. Very similar pitch as the one before. So four runs on five hits so far, and three errors this inning for San Jose. As here comes the 2-1 to E.J. Andrews Jr., and a check now on Huff. He's back safely, and they're saying that he balked, and Huff will take second on a balk. It looked like Medina initially was going to the plate when he threw it over, and the home plate umpire and Davis the ball saying he did. So now runner at second, still no outs here in the top of the fourth, and it's still 4-2 Grizzlies. As here comes the 2-1 to Andrews Jr., and it's high for a ball, and the count now at 3-1. Andrews Jr. 1-for-1, a two-run inside the park home run back in the second inning. And the Grizzlies trying to add on to their lead. As here comes the 3-1 to Andrews Jr. And it is a fly ball out to right field. This is playable for the right fielder, Hilson, who's coming in. And he will make the catch. No advancement by Cody Huff, who will stop at second. Nice throw from Hilson to the bag. And Cody Huff, who maybe made a step, actually had a beeline it back to the bag. So runner at second now with one out as Andrews Jr. is retired. And here comes Deion Jorge, who's 0-for-1 with a walk. And they're actually going to pinch hit Jorge for Luis Mendez. So Luis Mendez will now come pinch hit here. So Luis Mendez will hit here for Jorge. And I wonder if Jorge, because of the couple errors that he has, is out of the game or if he's hurt. Either way, not good news for Fresno, as they only have two bench players left. There's a count now 0-1 to Luis Mendez, our pregame guest. Here comes the 0-1. And it's in the dirt. And the count now at 1-1. To Luis Mendez, who can play a little bit of shortstop, but he'll probably go into second, and then Andy Perez will go to short. That's initially what I think will happen. 1-1. Here comes the pitch to Mendez, and it is in there, and the count now at 1-2. Runner at second here with one out in the top of the fourth. 4-2, the Grizzlies lead the Giants. Nomar Medina trying to get the pinch hitter Luis Mendez out. Here comes the 1-2. And it is called strike three down in the zone. Mendez is not happy with the call. That is the third strikeout for Medina. Second out of the inning, and here comes Daniel Amaral 0-1 with a walk and stolen base. Runner at second, the Grizzlies would love to add another run against a very good Giants team. A lot of close games between these two teams. Here's the pitch, and Amaral takes it for a strike, and the count at 0-1. Runner at second is Cody Huff. The Grizzlies have already scored two runs this inning on a pair of hits and three Giants errors. Here comes the 0-1. And it's a check swing, and it is a ball. And the count now at 1-1. And another similar pitch. There's been a lot of questionable calls from home plate umpire David Sabal in terms of consistency, strikes versus balls on both sides. As here comes the 1-1. And it is a strike. And the count now at 1-2. And Amaral wondering what that one was because it was very similar to the one before. 1-2. Amaral ready to go. Here comes the pitch from Medina. Long pause. Here it is. And it's in the dirt. The count now at 2-2. Cody Huff back to second base. Nice block from the catcher and O'Neill Perez. 2-2. Here in the top of the fourth inning. 4-2 Grizzlies lead the Giants. A lot of craziness already in this contest. Here's the 2-2. And it is just outside. And it's full 3-2. And you heard the groans from the crowd waiting to see what they were going to call right there. The count now 3-2. Here comes the pitch to Amaral. And it is swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies score a pair of runs thanks to three Giants errors and a big double from Jake Snyder. We had the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. 4-2, the Grizzlies lead the Giants. As Scott Bandura will lead things off against Gabriel Barbosa. Moving from second to short is Andy Perez. And Luis Mendez remains in the game now as the second baseman. As the first pitch from Barbosa is outside, the count at 1-0. Deion Jorge's out of this game right now, and we don't know exactly the reason why. Either way, the Grizzlies, they have a 4-2 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. As the count now 1-1 to Bandura. Grizzlies scoring two runs in that fourth inning. Here comes the 1-1. It's in there for a strike. The count now at 1-2. The Grizzlies and Giants have played a lot of close games this year. And the Grizzlies have won 7 of the last 8 against San Jose. Yes, here's the 1-2 in the dirt. Good stop from Cody Huff. The count now at 2-2. Fresno had initially at one point dropped 7 in a row. It's kind of two different stories for these two teams. San Jose had lost 5 of the first 6 to the Grizzlies. As that pitch is outside, the count now at 3-2. And then San Jose had won 7 in a row. And then Fresno now 7-1 over their last 8 games against the Giants. As the 3-2 is fouled off, and we'll do it again with the same count. From Gabriel Barbosa to Scott Bandura, who's 1-for-1 with a single and a stolen base. Here comes the pitch from Barbosa, and it is outside, ball 4. That looked close, but it's a leadoff walk to Bandura. Second walk issued by Gabriel Barbosa. As here comes third baseman Anthony Rodriguez. Barbosa, his career high in walks is 3, and he is at 2. His 3 walks, also here at Excite Ballpark on April 8th. As here comes the first pitch to Anthony Rodriguez, and it swung on and missed, and the count at 0-1. Good pitch down and away from Barbosa. It's the Grizzlies defense right now trying to get themselves situated for a double play. Here comes the 0-1 from Barbosa. And it's a line drive out to center field. Boo Green coming in, and he can't get there. One bouncer to him as he throws the ball in. It's a single for Rodriguez. Up to second, Bandura. 4 hits now for San Jose. Runners at first and second with no outs, and Andrew Cachel will stride to the plate. And center fielder Jesus Bugarin, who initially came up limping during his at-bat, coming in right there looked okay initially. It didn't look like he was going to be able to make a play on that ball, though. The ball was dropping way too fast. And the Grizzlies right now trying to stop the initial surge by the Giants this inning. As here's a ground ball to Perez at short, to Mendez at second, to first. Wow! What a double play! 6-4-3 is Andy Perez showing off the back end. He throws the ball to second and Mendez the turn. 2 big outs. Bandura up to third, but it goes 6-4-3, the second double play turned by Fresno this evening. And with 2 outs, here's P.J. Hilson, who flew out his first time. Wow, what a play from Andy Perez. Now in the game at short. As here's the pitch to Hilson, and it's a fly ball out to right field. Andrews Jr. going a long way, and he will not get there. It's going to land in the right field corner. It's an RBI double. It's now 4-3. So P.J. Hilson finds green grass in right, and Andrews Jr. just came up short as Bandura comes in to score. So second hit of the inning and a run. 5 hits now for San Jose. Runner at second with 2 outs. And here's Turner Hill, who has reached base twice. An error by the shortstop Jorge initially. And then the first, and then a single. And again, it was a ball to Jorge at short. Now Jorge out of the game. Now Andy Perez in. So runner at second here with 2 outs. Here's the pitch to Hill, and it is outside. The count at 1-0. Good spot from Barbosa. A very tight strike zone tonight. As here comes the 1-0 from Barbosa. And a bunt attempt from Hill. It goes foul. The count now at 1-1. The Grizzlies, they're in their red unis. Grizzlies run across the front. Black caps with the red bill. The California Bear flag on top of that black cap. San Jose, they have their black jerseys with San Jose in orange across the front. They have the tri-colored cap with SJ in black on the front. As here comes the 1-1. Instead, a check on the runner in Hilson. They have black part in the back on that cap for San Jose, white on the front where that logo is displayed, and the orange bill. As here's the 1-1, there goes Hilson for third, and he swipes it without a throw. Third baseman Skyler Messenger was not even playing towards the line. He was playing so far off the bag that I think that's why Hilson took off. So runner now at third here with two outs. In a 4-3 game, as here comes the 1-2 now to Hill, and it is inside, and the count now at 2-2. But another stolen base for San Jose. They have five stolen bases tonight, the most allowed by the Grizzlies in a single game this season, and we're only in the fourth inning. Here comes the 2-2 instead time, as Barbosa steps off. But again, five stolen bases tonight for San Jose. As here comes the 2-2, and it is just outside the count, full 3-2. Where did that miss? Most stolen bases allowed, four times four stolen bases. The Giants with five tonight, now the most in a single game against the Grizzlies. As the count now full, 3-2 to Turner Hill. Here comes the pitch from Barbosa, and it's fouled off as Hill gets a piece of it, and we'll do it again with the same count. Another great game here at Excite Ballpark. 4-3, Fresno leads San Jose. All the other games going on right now in the California League. As here comes the 3-2, and it's fouled off again. Stockton, Modesto, Rancho Cucamonga, and Inland Empire, and then Lake Elsinore and Visalia matchups this week. We'll keep an eye on Stockton Modesto throughout the night as the Modesto Nuts right now second place in the California League North Division in the second half. Here comes another 3-2. And it's a ground ball to the first base. And Bennecourt, who has to dive initially to throw to first, and they got him! Barbosa covering. Bennecourt stayed with the ball. He fell down on the ground, and then the underhand toss to Barbosa, and it barely beats Hill, and the Grizzlies get out of the inning without any more damage. They lead 4-3 as we head to the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places.
Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. We're in the top of the fifth inning. It is 4-3 Grizzlies leading the Giants. In the top of the fifth, as Bryant Benincourt will lead things off against the new San Jose Giants pitcher. It's right-hander Wilkelma Castillo taking over on the bump. As here comes the first pitch from Castillo to Benincourt, and it's a ground ball. The backhand from Cajal, the underhand toss to Castillo, covering in time. It goes 3-1, and Benincourt is now 0-3. Wilkelma Castillo, Castillo. As here comes Skylar Messenger 0-1 with a walk. Takes over for Nomar Medina. Medina, four innings of work for him as Skylar Messenger now at the plate. Here comes the pitch, and it's high and inside. The count at 1-0. We'll give you Medina's line in just a moment. As here comes the 1-0, and Messenger swing and a miss. The count now at 1-1. Grizzlies lead 4-3 as we have time called. Final line, though, on Nomar Medina. Four innings, five hits, as that will hit Skylar Messenger. And it's a one-out hit-by-pitch as Messenger will trot to first. First hit-by-pitch in tonight's contest. We've had a little bit of everything, but not that. So now runner at first with one out for Andy Perez, who is 1-2. Perez a single in the first and a ground out in the third. Medina, though, four innings, five hits, four runs. As here's a fly ball out to center field. Turner Hill racing over. He camps underneath it and will make the play. Two outs now as it goes F8. As here comes center fielder Jesus Bugarin. So again, four innings, five hits, four runs, three earned, three walks, and four Ks for Medina. So now two outs. Runner at first for Fresno here in the top of the fifth. Here comes the pitch from Castillo, and it's a fly ball again out to Turner Hill, and he will make the catch in a quick inning for Castillo. We had the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Grizzlies lead the Giants 4-3. As Tanner Otremba will lead things off against Gabriel Barbosa. Right here back out for his fifth inning of work. As here comes the first pitch, a breaking ball in there. The count at 0-1 to Tanner Otremba. Otremba, very good hitter. As here comes the 0-1, And a breaking ball in there again. It's quickly 0-2 from Gabriel Barbosa, the right-hander, trying to eat some innings here for Fresno. Here's the 0-2, and it is swung on and missed. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. And Barbosa has his fourth punch out of the game as Otremba is the first out of the inning. And here comes the second baseman in Diego Velasquez. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you, the weary traveler. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes the 0-1, and it's foul tipped into the glove of Cody Huff. The count now at 0-2. Grizzlies lead 4-3 here in the bottom of the fifth. A beautiful night here in the South Bay. Count remains at 0-2. As Barbosa ready to go, here comes his 0-2 offering. And it is in the dirt. The count now at 1-2. And great job from Velasquez just spitting on that breaking ball that Barbosa had right there. Barbosa, great pitches. Fastball, curveball, slider, change. Throws all of them for strikes. As here comes his 1-2. And it is a fly ball into shallow left field. Now racing back a little bit. Still going back is Amaral. And he will make the play. Two outs now. That ball initially did not look like off the bat of Velasquez was going very far, and then Amaral kept drifting and drifting before he finally made the out. So now two away for O'Neill Perez, who's reached base twice, a single and an error here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That's Barbosa trying to get through five. Here comes the pitch from the righty, and a breaking ball in there in the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies have had a lot of great starts from their rotation over the past nine games. As here comes the 0-1. And here's a high chopper to the third baseman Messenger, who spins the throw, the dig, and Bencourt can't dig it. Again, the Grizzlies had an opportunity, and now a runner at first here with two outs as Perez reaches again on a very close play. As Messenger spins on that one, he was near the shortstop when he spun, and the throw to first was low, and Bencourt couldn't dig it. Either way, two outs. It is going to be a single for Perez. It's now six hits. Perez has reached now three times. And with two outs here is Cole Foster 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Good play initially from Messenger. And it was very tough because Messenger usually doesn't have to spin the way he did in an uncharted territory of the field when he made that play, too, coming across the diamond near where the shortstop Andy Perez would usually be. Messenger spins, and then the throw is a little bit low, and Bencourt just couldn't dig it out. There's a count 0-1 as Foster fouled it off. The Grizzlies, they have two errors, but there's been a lot of close plays that they probably have made in the past. As here's a high chopper to Bencourt. It goes off his glove. Now to the second base of Mendez. And then the pitcher, Barbosa, can't catch it. And now there's no one covering home. And the Giants have two runners in scoring position. What a wonky play. It went off the first baseman, Bencourt's glove. The second baseman, Mendez, then tried making a play. He threw it to the pitcher, Barbosa, who couldn't make the catch. So it's E1 for the catch. And Foster reaches. Perez up to third. Foster will take second as the ball got away. And another error for Fresno. Second and third with two outs. And Scott Bandura, who's reached base twice, a single, a walk, and a run in his debut, will stride to the plate. As now we have a pitch clock violation on Barbosa, the count at 1-0. So when off the first baseman Bencourt's glove to the second baseman Mendez, And Mendez's throw is perfect to Barbosa, and he somehow couldn't catch it. The ball then going to the first base dugout of the Giants, where Cody Huff went over to retrieve it. And the runners were off for the races at that point. But here comes the pitch to Bandura, and it's a chopper foul. And the count at 1-2, and another play that the Grizzlies should have made. We have 6 combined errors here in the 5th inning. As here comes a 1-2 pitch from Barbosa to Bandura. And it's in the dirt. Good stop from Cody Huff. The count now at 2-2 as he looks back the runner at 3rd in Perez. And the Giants a hit away from tying this game once again. Actually a hit away from taking the lead. They trail 4-3 here in the bottom of the 5th. Here comes the 2-2. And it is just outside. And the count full 3-2. Good spot from Barbosa. He takes a big breath going back to the mound. Anthony Rodriguez on deck. But Barbosa would love to get Bandura right here. Here comes a payoff pitch from Barbosa. Here it is, and it's a fly ball to deep center field. Bugarin racing back. He is at the wall. He looks up, and it's off the wall. Extra bases for Bandura, and it's 5-4 Giants. Bandura in his debut is having himself a game, a 2-RBI double, and the Giants have the lead. Bugarin did not have a chance to win high off the wall. It scores Perez, it scores Foster. It's a hit and 2 runs as well. So now a runner at 2nd with 2 outs for Anthony Rodriguez. And I don't know what they're talking about right now between Tatum Littleton and David Sabal. They're trying to make sure that ball didn't go high off the wall over the fence initially by Bandura. Could be a home run, possibly. And apparently hit the cicada sign out there in center field. A long talk between the umpires right now. Tatum Littleton and David Sabal. It could be a home run, possibly, for Bandura. And now they're going to talk to Steve Solis right now. Usually that's never a good sign if they go to the other coach first. If we look at the ball, it went off the cicada sign, which is over the line, which means it should be a home run for Bandura. And I think that's what they're talking to with Steve Solis. So it should be a home run based off the replay. And it would be Bandura's first career home run, if so. And Steve Solis talking to the umpires right now, and it does not look good. I think I'm going to start changing it in my book right now, actually, that it should be a home run. It would be a 3-run shot. Either way, the Giants have the lead. So it should be 3 runs on the 2nd hit of the inning. So now, 2 outs, and what looked like to be initially a 1-2-3 inning for Barbosa has now turned into a nightmare here in the 5th inning. As Anthony Rodriguez will stride to the plate as they wait for the call. Steve Solis talking to both umpires, and the way he's arguing, it does not look good right now. Steve Solis continues to argue, and they're saying it's a home run. So Bandura, long-awaited first career home run, and it's now 6-4. And now Salih's going to talk to Barbosa. He will take the ball from the righty. We'll be back right after this.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado.
Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. It is 6-4 San Jose here in the bottom of the fifth. Two outs now as Anthony Rodriguez will face Carlos Torres, who's out of the Grizzlies' pen. Gabriel Barbosa's night is done. The right-hander leaves the game after a three-run homer from Scott Bandura. And what initially looked like a good, clean inning for Barbosa turned into a nightmare. And the right-hander now leaves where initially he had the lead, and now the Giants right now have a 6-4 lead as Carlos Torres will take over. The first pitch is a ground ball, softly hit to the second base of Mendez, and the throw to first in time to end the inning. But the Grizzlies allow three runs thanks to the three-run homer from Scott Bandura. The Grizzlies need to come back now, trailing in the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Top of the sixth inning, the Giants now lead the Grizzlies 6-4. Gabriel Barbosa's final line, 4 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 6 runs, only 2 earned, 2 walks and 4 Ks for Barbosa. As now Jake Snyder will face Wilkema Castillo here in the top of the sixth inning. And he sees a called strike. The count at 0-1. Here's the next pitch to Snyder inside. The count now at 1-1. It'll be Snyder, Huff, Andrews Jr. Here's the next pitch to Snyder. He lines one to left field. It goes foul. The count now at 1-2. Snyder is 1-2 as well tonight. A double and a run scored back in the fourth. Glad you could join us for Tuesday Night Baseball here at Excite Ballpark. My name is Stephen Rice. Here comes the 1-2, and it's fouled off by Snyder, and we'll do it again with the same count. So going back to that fifth inning, Scott Bandura hit a home run that went off the Len Cicada sign out in center field. The Cicada sign is behind the yellow line, therefore it was a home run. As the 1-2 is fouled off down the left field line. We'll do it again with the same count. Where initially when Boo Green went after the ball, the way he played the ball, because it came back into the yard, it initially looked like a double, but after further review, both umpires getting together, I think they made the right call. As here comes the 1-2, and it's inside. The count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now, that ball was crushed to center field. Either way, I think the Giants would have had the lead. That double would have scored 2. It is 390 to dead center. Here's the 2-2 to Snyder. High chopper to the second baseman in Velasquez. A throw to first, and it gets Snyder by a step. It goes 4-3 for the first out, and here comes catcher in Cody Huff. Huff is the beer batter this evening. Excite Ballpark, beautiful here in the South Bay. The Grizzlies have been here a couple times this season, open up the year, and back in late May and early June. And at that point, the Grizzlies are playing sub-500 baseball. As that pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. The Grizzlies had dropped 4 straight to San Jose to open the series. And then they won Saturday, and they won Sunday. As the 1-0 is in there, the count now at 1-1. And since then, the Grizzlies, in 53 games, are 40-13. As here's the 1-1, and that's fouled off. The count now at 1-2. And the Grizzlies have not lost back-to-back games since their last series here. They lost 4 in a row from May 29th through June 2nd against San Jose as the beer chants start to rain out here at Excite Ballpark. But the Grizzlies trailing now, they lost on Sunday. As here's the 1-2, and Huff takes it low, the count at 2-2. The Grizzlies also, since that series that they lost here at Excite Ballpark, they've won 8 series and tied 1 since. As here's the 2-2, and it's a high pop-up drifting towards the second baseman of Velasquez, and he will make the catch for the second out. As here comes right fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. As the Grizzlies trail 6-4. San Jose, 2 runs in the third, a run in the fourth, 3 more in the fifth, and starter Gabriel Barbosa, only 2 earned runs over 4 2/3. 3 errors by Fresno, 3 errors by San Jose. As there's a high chopper foul, the count at 0-1 to Andrews Jr. And the Grizzlies will have to play from behind tonight. Despite the early lead, they scored first back in the second thanks to Andrews Jr. Here at Excite Ballpark. As right now, the home plate umpire, David Sabal, watching as Dion Horry went after that ball to go throw it to a fan that went into foul territory. As here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr., and he will take it low. The count at 1-1. So it's Nomar Medina, and now to Castillo. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike. The count at 1-2. Castillo is 6 feet, 170 pounds. He's from Venezuela. Signed as an international free agent in 2018 by the Giants. Here's the 1-2 and a fly ball out to right field. This is playable, though, for the right fielder Hilson, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies come up empty in the sixth. We head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Giants lead the Grizzlies 6-4. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chukchansi Gold, going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure, 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash, plus a truck. Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, 24-karat fun. First pitch from Torres, line drive out to center field. Bouguereau now racing back, and he can't make the play. Off the center field wall, extra bases for Cachel, and it's a leadoff double. Bouguereau off the bat didn't look like he had a good read, and it's a leadoff double against Carlos Torres. As here comes P.J. Hilson, who's 1-for-2 with an RBI double. Again, Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, 24-karat fun. And we thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So here's P.J. Hilson now against Carlos Torres. Here comes the first pitch from Torres outside, the count at 1-0. Glad you could join us for Tuesday Night Baseball. So here comes the 1-0 pitch from Torres. And it's a fly ball out to center field again. Bouguereau racing back. He's got room now. He will make the play. And Cachel faking running as that ball goes all the way to third. Nice throw from Bouguereau. And Hilson is retired for the first out. And up steps center fielder Turner Hill, who has reached base twice, an error, a single, two stolen bases, and a run scored. With one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies now will have to come back in the seventh inning or later. Here comes the first pitch from Torres over to Hill. And it's a called strike in the count at 0-1 from Carlos Torres, who is 6'4", 240 pounds, 22 years old from Ponce, Puerto Rico. He was drafted by the Rockies in the 20th round in 2022 out of Lehigh. Also a Pennsylvania kid. Away from Puerto Rico, Carlos Torres. Yes, here comes the 1-1, and it's a grounder foul. The count now at 1-2. Carlos Torres, a 5-1 record, a 4.23 ERA for the righty. He's making his 33rd appearance out of the Grizzlies' pen. 10 holds leads the team, 44 2/3 innings. Yes, here comes the 1-2. And it is outside and a little bit high. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies right now trying to get going as Cody Huff initially looked like he caught that ball wrong. Down at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And he's just trying to get feeling and think back in his hand. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Turner Hill, the leadoff hitter for the Giants here in the bottom of the sixth inning. One out, runner at second. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. Hill stays alive, and we'll do it again with the same count. Turner Hill, 5'10", 180 pounds, signed with the Giants this year as a free agent after playing in Indy ball with the Black Bears from Marietta, Ohio. As here comes the 2-2. And it's low in the count now, full 3 balls and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies trying to win the opening game again. These two teams have played a lot of close games again, and we're in for another treat this evening. Here comes a 3-2 from Torres. And it is inside, ball 4. Hill down to first base on the walk. That is the third walk by Fresno pitching. Now runners at first and second with one out for Tanner Otremba. Here at Excite Ballpark. Fans very close to the action, very close to us as well. You have blue seats. You also have some bleachers as well. The Grizzlies, they're on the third base side. The Giants on the first base side of the field. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off. The count at 0-1. The Grizzlies' bullpen is down and behind the left field line. The Giants' pen over in right field. Just on the outside of that right field line. Out of play, though, as here comes the 0-1. And it's a high chopper. Messenger, foul ball. He tried making a great play on the backhand. The count now at 0-2. As we said, 390 to center field. Down the right field line, it's 320. Here at Excite Ballpark. If you have not been to this ballpark and want to come watch your Grizzlies, you have this last regular season series and hopefully postseason as well. As here comes the 0-2 from Torres, and it's a chopper to Betancourt at first, who stays with it, and he will do it himself for the 3 unassisted putout. And with 2 away and runners moving up, it'll be Diego Velasquez, who's 0-3 with an RBI. So Hill up to second, Cattrall to third as Otremba's retired. 2 outs, second and third for Velasquez. Big out for Torres, and Betancourt staying with that ball too. The Grizzlies need to get out of this inning. No more runs scoring. They trail 6-4 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As we have time called. I don't know who initially called it. I think it was Torres, the way the umpire pointed towards Torres, but it also could have been to his partner in Tatum Littleton. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball to Betancourt, who stays down on it. He will toss it to Torres covering, and that ends the inning. Betancourt, 2 big plays over at first. We head to the seventh. The Grizzlies trail 6-4. Can the comeback claws come out? You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to the South Bay here in San Jose, California. We're in the top of the seventh inning. 6-4, the Giants lead the Grizzlies. As Luis Mendez will lead things off against the right-hander Wilkelma Castillo. Here comes the pitch from Castillo outside. The count at 1-0. Castillo, 2 clean innings so far, has only hit a batter. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander. It's outside. The count now at 2-0. Castillo, 6 feet, 170 pounds from Valencia, Venezuela. Here comes the 2-0, and it's a high pop-up. This is drifting into center field, and does the shortstop see it? No. It's not, and no one saw it. And it goes into left center field, And it looked like it went off the left fielder's glove initially. It actually went hit his leg. That was a weird play again. Got lost in the lights. And Mendez will reach second base. And we'll see what the ruling is. But that was very weird. I don't think anybody saw it. The shortstop in Foster put up his hands in confusion. And then the left fielder Bandura looked like it hit him and then dropped towards the center fielder Hill in left center. As now here's Daniel Amaral, and he will take a called strike. So runner at second with no outs. So no balls, one strike. As here comes the pitch to Amaral with Mendez leading from second. Here's the pitch, and it goes to the backstop, and Mendez will stride to third on the wild pitch. So now runner at third with no outs. The Grizzlies trail 6-4. The comeback clause trying to come out tonight. The Grizzlies 16 comeback wins in the seventh inning or later this year. The Grizzlies have done it a couple times here at Excite Ballpark and against the Giants. The Grizzlies had a comeback win on August 4th against Rancho Cucamonga, scoring two runs in the seventh. As that's a strike to Amaral, the count at 1-2. They're going to rule that a double for Mendez, by the way. As no one really saw that ball, so six hits now for Fresno. As here comes the 1-2, and that's a high pop-up. And again, who sees it? No one does. And it's the catcher who drops it, and O'Neal Perez. The lights get in the way of Perez this time. And they're going to give it an error as well. So another mistake. Both teams having issues tonight defensively. Seven errors. So now, runner at third, no outs. Another opportunity for Amaral to continue his at-bat. The Grizzlies had a comeback win thanks to Amaral, a two RBI single in the seventh inning on August 4th. The Grizzlies, a comeback win on opening night here in San Jose. Another big win on June 3rd. Here's the pitch to Amaral, and he swings and misses on a ball in the dirt. Now the throw to first is in time, and Amaral is retired. First strikeout for Castillo goes 2-3 on the putout, and Mendez does not advance from third. So one out now, and here comes Bryant Betancourt, who's 0-3. An unproductive out for Amaral. They also have two comeback wins against San Jose on both July 4th and July 5th at Chancy Park. So four comeback wins in the seventh inning or later against these Giants. Here's the pitch to Betancourt, and he flies one high in the air. And the third baseman this time, and Rodriguez trying to search for it. And he will make the play for the second out. Two away, and here comes Skyler Messenger, and another unproductive out for Fresno. And if somehow Messenger can't score the run right here, this would be a tough inning for the Grizzlies to swallow. Here in the top of the seventh, 6-4 our score. As here comes the pitch to Messenger. It's outside, almost gets away from the catcher Perez to count it 1-0. The Grizzlies trying to get something going right here. Skyler Messenger leads the league in RBI. Here's the pitch, and he swings and misses. Good off-speed pitch from Castillo. The count now at 1-1. Doesn't look like anyone's getting loose down in that Grizzlies pen because Carlos Torres has pitched very well for Fresno on the other side. Here's a pitch to Messenger, and he lines one to third base off of Rodriguez. Now the shortstop, the bare hand, the throw, not in time. It's 6-5 as Mendez scores. That ball goes as an E5, and Messenger will reach. There'll be no RBI as well. It is a run and an error. So now it's 6-5, runner at first with two outs for Andy Perez, who's 1-3. And another error. Here comes the pitch to Perez, and he flies one out to deep right field, but it's going to stay in the park as the right fielder in Hilson is there, and he will put it away. We head to the stretch. It's 6-5. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the seventh inning here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Your Grizzlies trail the Giants 6-5. As Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here comes the 1-0 outside to O'Neill Perez. Count now at 2-0 from the new Grizzlies pitcher, left-hander Gabriel Rodriguez. One of the transactions today for Fresno. Here comes the 2-0 from the hard-throwing left-hander. And it is high, and the count now at 3-0. By the way, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh inning as the Grizzlies trail 6-5. Here comes the 3-0 from Rodriguez, and that's a strike. The count now at 3-1. Glad you could join us for the series opener between two California League North Division foes. Here comes the 3-1, and it is outside, ball four, leadoff walk to O'Neill Perez, who's reached base now four times. That's the fourth walk by Fresno pitching, and here comes Cole Foster. He is 0-for-3, reached on an error and scored a run back in the fifth inning. As the Grizzlies trying to keep this deficit at one. And Cole Foster now will hit from the right side with the lefty in Rodriguez. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And quickly, looks like a pitch clock violation. Count at 0-1. Here comes the pitch from Rodriguez. And it is inside. The count now at 1-1. O'Neill Perez the runner at first. Here on August 8th. Here comes the 1-1. And it is a called strike. And the count now at 1-2. Gabriel Rodriguez is 6'1", 193 pounds, 24 years old from Bayamón in Puerto Rico. He went to Miami-Dade Community College, was an outfielder, now converted to a pitcher. Here's the 1-2, and it swung on and missed down the zone. There goes the runner for second. The throw to second is not in time, and Perez will swipe the base, and he is down at second base. And as he gets up very slowly, O'Neill Perez. So Perez now into second with a stolen base and Foster down on strikes. It's actually a wild pitch, not a stolen base, as that ball was the third strike. And now they're going to talk with the home plate umpire and the base umpire talking to ball in Littleton. It is a strikeout for Rodriguez. So now 5 Ks for Fresno pitching. as Rodriguez taking over for Torres. And they're just discussing a little bit while it's going on. They're talking over to manager Steve Solis once again. That's Cody Huff, tried making a play, trying to pick up that ball. So Foster out on strikes for the third time. There's a wild pitch allowing Perez to get to second. Runner at second with one out for Scott Bandura, who had a three-run homer back in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch, and it's low in the count at 1-0. Rodriguez, a lot of walks, but a lot of strikeouts for the hard-throwing lefty. A lot of people, a big fan of what Rodriguez brings to the mound. As here comes the 1-0. And it is a strike, and the count now at 1-1. Tonight's attendance, 1-0-1-1. 1-0-1-1. As here comes the 1-1 now from Rodriguez. A check swing. Did he go around? He did not. The count now at 2-1. From Gabriel Rodriguez. Rodriguez is appearing in his 11th game all out of the bullpen. A 1-0 record, a 6.97 ERA. He has two holds this year, 10 and one-third innings. As there goes the runner, the throw to third, and they didn't get him! Rodriguez did not step off in time, and Perez steals third! A timing kind of situation right there, and Perez swipes the base, and Rodriguez was told to step off, and he just never looked over initially. So now a runner at third with one out, and the infield coming in for Fresno. That was a close play. As here comes the 2-1 from Rodriguez. And it's in the dirt. Count now at 3-1. Bandura trying to reach base for the fourth time. 2-for-2 with a walk. 3 RBI thanks to a home run. He's got 2 runs scored as well. This is in his professional debut from Princeton. Here comes the 3-1. And it is swung on and missed. Good fastball from Rodriguez. The count now at 3-2. Right past the bat of Bandura. Lefty-lefty matchup. Anthony Rodriguez on deck. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch. And it is low, ball 4. And Bandura's reached for a 4th time tonight. Another walk for Rodriguez. So now runners at the corners here with one out. With Anthony Rodriguez to the plate, 1-for-3. A single back in the 4th inning. Against Gabriel Rodriguez. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. That's Grizzlies trying to turn 2 right here. The middle infielder's doing so. Rodriguez would love a ground ball to get out of this inning. Here comes the first pitch from the lefty in Rodriguez. And it's fouled off the count at 0-1. So Rodriguez is in his 6th professional season, 2nd year with the Rockies, and 2nd straight season here with Fresno. He was added to the development list on May 18th, was sent to the ACL Rockies on June 13th, and then recalled back to Fresno's roster today after pitching in 11 games with the ACL Rockies. And here comes the 0-1. And a ground ball, this could be 2. And Messenger can't handle it. It will score a run, and everyone is safe. It is now 7-5, another Grizzlies error. We have 9 errors tonight between the 2 teams. As Perez comes in to score, Bandura to second. It goes E5, a run and an error. And the walk comes back to haunt Rodriguez. This is now 7-5. Runners at first and second with one out. And Andrew Cachel, who's 1-for-3, will stride to the plate. Skyler Messenger doesn't usually make a lot of mistakes over there. As here's a ground ball foul. The count at 0-1. That was the ground ball he was looking for, too, to get out of the inning. So 9 total errors. We have 14 hits as well, 12 runs in tonight's contest. Long way to go here in the bottom of the 7th inning. As here comes the 0-1, and that is in the dirt. The count at 1-1. Gabriel Rodriguez has been compared to Rick Vaughn from Major League due to his lively fastball but wild command. coming into the season, 62 and one-third innings, 99 walks, 107 strikeouts. Here comes the 1-1. And it is low. The count now at 2-1. But Rodriguez was a converted outfielder to a pitcher. He was originally selected by the Twins in the 11th round of the 2017 MLB June Amateur Draft out of Adela Rolon Fuentes High School in Toa Alta, Puerto Rico. That ball is low, now 3-1. And that's when he was discovered that he actually has a pretty good arm and should become a pitcher. He was then selected by the Braves in the 31st round of the 2018 MLB Draft out of Miami-Dade College, where he went instead of going to the Twins. Here comes the 3-1. And that's a called strike. Now full 3-2. Now the Braves, according to Rodriguez, had only gone to one of his games where he did pitch and he had a great outing. But the Braves didn't keep him around long as he was claimed in the 2021 offseason by the Rockies through the Rule 5 draft. First round, 6th overall. And now here in the Rockies organization. The count, full 3-2 to Andrew Cachel. Here's the pitch. And it's a high pop-up. Messenger and Rodriguez towards the line. Now Messenger, all by himself, will make the play in foul territory for the second out. Runners at first and second with two away for P.J. Hilson, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI double. And I think that will do it as here comes Steve Solis. And that will end the night for Rodriguez. We'll be back with a pitching change.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to San Jose, California. You're at Excite Ballpark. We're still in the bottom of the seventh inning. 7-5, San Jose leads Fresno. And the Grizzlies bringing on a new pitcher, right-hander Davis Palermo on the bump. Takes over for Gabriel Rodriguez. As Davis Palermo has runners at first and second with two outs, and P.J. Hilson will stride to the plate. Davis Palermo, the strong right-hander out of North Carolina. A run this inning, two walks and an error so far this inning for San Jose, and the Grizzlies have really bit themselves in the foot with those mistakes. 9 errors combined by both teams, but Fresno's 4 errors cost them a plethora of runs. As here comes the first pitch to Hilson. It's in the dirt, the count at 1-0, and a mound visit now between Huff and Palermo. Davis Palermo is 6'4", 200 pounds, 23 years old from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Stayed at home for college and was drafted in the 8th round by the Rockies out of North Carolina in 2022. Davis Palermo has been one of the better options out of the pen for Fresno this season. He's appearing in his 31st game, a 1-3 record, a 4.68 ERA with 6 holds. As Palermo now trying to get out of this inning, P.J. Hilson, a very dangerous nine-hole hitter. Here's the 1-0, and that is outside. The count now at 2-0. The Grizzlies trailing 7-5. They have not lost back-to-back games since the last time they were here, May 29th through June 4th. Here comes the 2-0, and it is a called strike. The count now at 2-1. Stay tuned for California League scores around the league. The count now 2-1. Stay tuned also for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow afternoon. As that's outside, the count at 3-1. 1 p.m. tomorrow, bright and early for everyone. Grab some coffee and listen to some Grizzlies baseball. As here comes the 3-1 from Palermo. And it is called strike two on the outside part of the plate. 3-2 now. Good pitch from Palermo getting the called strike. The Grizzlies needing some help to still continue to the postseason, but Modesto and Stockton in a tight game at Banner Island Ballpark, and the other two games going on as well. As here's the pitch, a ground ball to third, and it gets into left field. A base hit. Amaral's throw to the plate is cut off, and it's now 8-5. P.J. Hilson delivers again. An RBI single, and it's now 8-5. Bandura comes in to score from second. Up to second goes Rodriguez. First hit, second run of the inning. The run will go to Rodriguez. The hit towards Palermo. And now with two outs and runners at first and second, it's Turner Hill, who has reached base three times. And the Grizzlies now, after scoring a run the seventh, give up two here in the bottom of the seventh. As that pitch is in the dirt, the count at 1-0. And Amaral has a great arm, but the speed of Bandura getting to the plate. 8-5 here in the seventh inning. Palermo will come set around the belt. Here comes the 1-0. And it's fouled off, and the count now at 1-1. Now, both teams have made their mistakes tonight, but the Grizzlies, their errors are hurting more than San Jose. You can just look at the earned run totals. Fresno, 3 earned runs of their 8. As here comes the 1-1 from Palermo. And it is just outside. The count now at 2-1. Tight strike zone from home plate umpire David Sabal. Palermo comes set. Here comes his 2-1. And it is inside, 3-1. The Grizzlies need to throw some strikes right here. They have 5 walks and a lot of 3-ball counts that are allowing the Giants to sit back on one pitch every time. Here comes the 3-1 to Turner Hill. And it is outside, ball 4, and the bases are loaded. Rodriguez to third, Hilson to second, and Hill to first. He has reached base 4 times tonight. Another Grizzlies walk. And it brings Tanner Otremba to the plate. 0-3. A walk, a stolen base, and a run. But this is the last guy you want at the dish. Otremba with one swing of the bat could break it open here in the seventh. Here comes the pitch from Palermo. And it is a called strike on the inner part. The count at 0-1. As the Grizzlies trying to find a way to come back and win this game. A tough stretch, a 12-game road trip for Fresno. As the 0-1's line to left field, a base hit. This will score two. It is now 10-5, and San Jose has broken it open. Otremba delivers a 2-RBI single. Hill up to second base. It scores both Rodriguez and Hilson. A 4-run seventh inning. So another run on another hit. One run will go to Rodriguez, and one run will go to Palermo. Runners at first and second. The ninth batter this inning is Diego Velasquez, and the Giants are pouring it on. 10-5 now here in the seventh. Here comes the pitch from Palermo, and it is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. And the Grizzlies, again, could have been out of the inning. A big error this inning has cost them a couple runs. And now they're saying it is a balk. And both runners will take an extra base. Hill to third. Otremba to second. And all of a sudden, this inning has gone out of control for the Grizzlies. Palermo will come set. Here comes his 0-1 offering. And it is swung on and missed. Now 0-2. Two outs here in this inning, and see if Palermo can get out of it. Diego Velasquez 0-4. Another good hitter for San Jose. This Giants offense can score quickly. No balls, two strikes. And the Grizzlies now, after leading 2-0, it has been all San Jose since. Here comes the 0-2 from Palermo. And it is called strike three, and that will end the inning, but not before four runs score. The Grizzlies, 2 runs to play with to score 5 runs. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223. Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Goal. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. We're in the top of the eighth inning as Cameron Cotter takes over on the bump. And Jesus Bouguereau will stride to the plate. Bouguereau 1-for-3, and now Cameron Cotter on for the Giants as the first pitch is outside of Bouguereau. The count at 1-0. It is 10-5 San Jose here in the top of the eighth. Here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Here comes the 1-0 to Cotter, or to Bouguereau. It's inside from Cotter. The count now at 2-0. For Cameron Cotter, who has kind of become the back-end solution for the Giants, as that's outside. The count now at 3-0. And Bouguereau, who likes to swing, has taken 3 straight pitches. Maybe a new game plan for the Grizzlies' offense as they trail by 5. Here's the 3-0, and that is inside, a leadoff walk to Jesus Bouguereau. That ties the season high in walks for him. And here comes Jake Snyder, 1-for-3, with a double and a run. They're in the top of the eighth inning. The Grizzlies trail 10-5. As the Grizzlies trying to get back into this one, as here comes the first pitch to Jake Snyder. And it is a strike, and the count at 0-1. Jake Snyder, a double and a run back in the fourth. Here comes the 0-1 from Cotter. And it is fouled off, and quickly 0-2. Cotter, signed as a free agent by the Giants here in 2023, 6'3", 220 pounds, for the Greensboro, North Carolina native. Played with High Point, the Rockers, in Indy Ball before joining the Giants. But here comes the 0-2, and that is low. The count now had one ball and two strikes. Cameron Cotter has been a great solution for Giants pitching coach Dan Runsler. As here's the 1-2, and that is called strike three, and Snyder is out. First strikeout for Cotter, first out of the inning, and here comes Cody Huff. Huff, 1-for-3, a single and a run back in the second. He had an RBI in the fourth inning. As the Grizzlies trying to get back in this contest any way they can, they have not dropped back-to-back games in 53 contests. Here's the pitch, and it is outside to Huff, the count at 1-0. Let's give you some scores around the California League. Let's start with the game that just ended, where the Visalia Rawhide beat the Lake Elsinore Storm 6-1. Visalia now 39-64 on the year. The Grizzlies will visit Visalia at the end of August and the beginning of September. Let's head over to Stockton, where the Modesto Nuts lead the Ports 4-2 in the bottom of the sixth. But the Ports, a bases-loaded opportunity. Let's see if they can cash in a big spot in that one with Modesto trailing Fresno in the standings. As Huff sees a strike after the mound visit, the count now at 1-1. Finally, the 66ers lead the Quakes 6-2. They're in the bottom of the eighth, but the Quakes a couple runners on in that frame. Here comes the 1-1 now to Huff, and he lines one out to right field, and it is caught by the right fielder, and he caught it, as he said, on the transfers where the ball dropped. It goes F9, two outs now, and here's E.J. Andrews Jr., who has really the lone highlight tonight for Fresno, an inside the park two-run homer back in the second inning. First inside the park homer for the Grizzlies this year. They have 81 homers on the year as they trail 10-5 here in the eighth inning. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike, and the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies just look confused ever since that third inning. It's been all San Jose. Here comes the 0-1 now from Cameron Cotter. And it is a ground ball, and it goes foul. And the count now at 0-2. Nomar Medina, then Wilkelma Castillo, who went three innings, allowed one hit, one run. It was unearned. No walks, one hit batter, and one K for Castillo, who really ate up some innings for San Jose. Here comes the 0-2 to Andrews Jr., and it is high, and the count now at 1-2. Here in the top of the eighth inning. Glad you could join us for Tuesday Night Baseball. Here comes the 1-2, and it's a fly ball to center, dropping quickly, and it gets down. A single for Andrews Jr. Up to third goes Bouguereen. Andrews Jr. is now 2-for-4 with a single that finds some green grass. Seven hits now for Fresno, and it will bring up the second baseman Luis Mendez with two outs and runners at the corners. The Grizzlies just trying to score a run here, try to keep it close. As Cameron Cotter on the bump against Luis Mendez, our pregame guest. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed the count at 0-1. Good pitch from Cotter. Down and away. Mendez, a big hack. He comes up empty. He doubled and then scored back in the seventh inning. As here's the 0-1, and Mendez swinging a miss, and it's now 0-2. And Mendez right now trying to continue this inning, but Cotter has had his number on the first two pitches. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it is called strike three. That has not been a strike all night, but it will ring up Mendez. We will head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level. Fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Bottom of the eighth inning, 10-5, San Jose leads Fresno. As O'Neill Perez will lead things off against Davis Palermo here in the bottom of the eighth inning. O'Neill Perez has had himself a game, reaching base four times. He scored twice. Here's the pitch to Perez and a fly ball out to left field. Amaral is there, though, and he will reach up and make the play for the first out. Perez finally retired. As here comes Cole Foster, 0-for-4 with a run in his professional debut. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold, going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash plus a truck. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. Here comes the 0-1 from Palermo. And it is swung on and missed quickly, 0-2. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate from Palermo. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. A day game here at Excite Ballpark, 1 p.m. As here comes the 0-2. And it's in the dirt. The count now at 1-2. Big shout out to the world's best girlfriend tuning in back in Fresno, California, and to Mike McCool listening in as well. Mike, hope to see you this week, and hopefully you're supporting your Grizzlies. I know how much you like to wear Giants colors, as that is swung on and missed in the dirt. Huff will throw it down to first. It is a 2-3 on the putout, as Foster has struck out now four times tonight. That is the second strikeout for Palermo. It goes 2-3 for the second out, and here comes Scott Bandura, who's reached base four times, including a big three-run homer in the fifth inning. So two outs now. As Scott Bandura, here comes the first pitch to him, and it is low, the count at 1-0. Bandura, three-run homer in the fifth. He's also walked twice, scored three runs. Here comes the 1-0, and it is in there for a strike as Palermo loses his cap. The count now at 1-1. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here comes the pitch from Palermo. He winds and deals, and it's down the zone. Did he go around? The count is now at 2-2 as Bandura did not go. Or Bandura did not go. Scott Bandura, as you said, went to Princeton, a seventh-round draft pick by the Giants in 2023. Here comes the 2-1, and it is outside. The count now at 3-0. The Grizzlies tonight have not had a true 1-2-3 inning. Here comes the 3-1, and it is a line drive, and Bandura is on again. He has reached base five times, 3-for-3 tonight. They cannot figure out Bandura. And San Jose has 11 hits tonight. They have at least one hit since innings 2-8 tonight. As here comes Anthony Rodriguez, who's 1-for-4. a single RBI and run tonight. And the error that allowed him to reach in the last inning was a crucial one. Here comes the pitch, and that is a strike. The count at 0-1. And it's always tough when you're facing a guy going back to Bandura or any guy who is playing in their first professional game because there's not a true scouting report on these guys. You can have a little bit of what they maybe did in college, but it doesn't show what they have developed down in the ACL or if they haven't played down in rookie ball. You don't know what to throw to these guys, and the Grizzlies tonight cannot find a way to get Bandura out. As here comes the 1-1 from Palermo. And it is foul tipped to the glove of Huff. The count now at 1-2. And if you're Palermo right here, you would love to get out of the inning and get your Grizzlies offense going. That has been a little bit stagnant over the past couple of frames. Here comes the 1-2. And it is called strike three, and Palermo has three strikeouts as he gets Rodriguez to end the inning. The Grizzlies have a last chance in the ninth. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Top of the ninth inning, it is 10-5. Giants leading the Grizzlies, and Daniel Amaral will lay things off 0-3 with a walk tonight. Amaral has struck out three times. As here comes the first pitch from Cotter, and it's inside, and the count at 1-0. It's the Grizzlies trail 10-5. If they lose tonight, it's their first back-to-back losses in 53 games. As here comes the 1-0, and that is a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. The count now at 2-0. The Grizzlies lost 7-2 on Sunday against Rancho Cucamonga after winning the first five games of that series. As here's the 2-0 now, and that's a high pop-up. Drifting to center field. The second baseman, though, and it is caught by Velasquez as he stays with it for the out. One away, and here comes Brian Bettencourt 0-4. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a quick wrap-up and tell you what to expect tomorrow afternoon as these teams will be back on the diamond at 1 p.m. Stockton, Modesto. Modesto getting out of that bases-loaded jam. They scored a run in the seventh inning, so looking a little bleak for Fresno in terms of gaining ground or anything tonight as Bettencourt fouls it off the count at 0-1. Here in the top of the ninth inning. Here comes the 0-1, and it is low and off the glove of Perez. The count now at 1-1. Here on August 8th, as we are closing to the end of the 2023 California League regular season schedule. Here's the 1-1, and Bettencourt high chopper, and the first baseman in Cachel making the backhand play. What a play for the second out, and the Grizzlies down to their last out. And it is not looking good right now as Skylar Messenger will come to the plate. He's reached base three times, a walk, a hit by pitch, and an error, but he is 0-for-2. And the Grizzlies, really, their lone highlight was that E.J. Andrews Jr. inside the park home run back in the second inning. Ever since, it's gone downhill. Yes, here comes the first pitch to Messenger, and that's a strike in the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies will just have to figure things out tomorrow if they can't win this one. Here comes the 0-1, and it's a base hit to right field for Skyler Messenger. He's reached base four times, but that's his first hit of the game. It's a two-out single, and the game will continue as Andy Perez will stride to the plate, 0-for-3. Or 1-for-4, excuse me, with a single back in the first inning, but 0-for-3 since. Andy Perez, a very good hitter, and the Grizzlies have squandered a couple opportunities tonight. As here's the pitch, and that's a strike. The count at 0-1, but the defense has not helped him on the other side of the ball. There's been 4 earned runs tonight of the 10 runs total. As here's the 0-1. And swung on and missed, and Messenger will take second base. And the count now at 0-2, and I believe they're going to count that as a wild pitch. The count now at 0-2. And they're going to count it a pass ball action instead of a wild pitch. So now no balls. And 2 strikes, and Perez and the Grizzlies down to their last outs. And their last strike. Here comes the 0-2. And it is foul tipped, and Perez stays alive. Oh. Andy Perez trying to continue this game for Fresno. They trail by 5. This would be a miracle for the Grizzlies. Jesus Bouguerin on deck. Here's the 0-2, and it is swung on and missed, and that will do it as Perez will tag Perez, and that will end the game. And the Grizzlies have lost back-to-back games for the first time since June 4th here at San Jose. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Go, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com.
Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. For the post-game show, we'll wrap up tonight's contest as the Grizzlies have now lost back-to-back games for the first time since June 4th. The Grizzlies lose 10-5 tonight to the San Jose Giants, who had 10 runs on 11 hits, 5 errors. They left 9 on base. They are now 57-46 overall, 17-20 in the second half. The Grizzlies now 63-40, 27-10 in the second half, 5 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors. They left 9 on base. The winning pitcher is Wilkelma Castillo. He is 3-0. The loss to Gabriel Barbosa. He is 7-4. Time the game, 2 hours and 37 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 1,011. 1-0-1-1. Well, it was an ugly game overall. 9 total errors between the two teams. But the Grizzlies, their air stung a little bit more. 3 errors by San Jose in the 4th inning. They had 2 more in the 7th. That did allow 3 of those Grizzlies runs to score, but the Grizzlies 5 errors tonight cost them a lot of runs. They had only 4 earned runs towards their team of the 10 that scored tonight. So the Grizzlies, if you take away those 6 unearned runs, the Grizzlies would have won 5-4. Let's go through the final line in our post-game scoring tonight. Let's start where E.J. Andrews Jr., the lone highlight inside the park home run, is 10th of the year to left center field. Cody Huff scoring those 2-0 Fresno. But then San Jose slowly getting back in the game. A ground out nodded one run, and then a throwing error nodded the other in the bottom of the third. The Grizzlies retook the lead in the fourth after an RBI double from Jake Snyder. He actually advanced on a couple errors that actually scored a run, and then Cody Huff reaches on a throwing error. At that point, it was 4-2, but San Jose after that came back once again. P.J. Hilson, an RBI double, and then after that, San Jose went off. They scored another couple of runs in that inning, which included a 3-run homer from Scott Bandura, Cole Foster, O'Neill Perez scoring in that frame. And at that point, they took over. They never looked back. A big 7th inning, which included an error by third baseman Skyler Messenger. There were multiple errors by Dion Jorge, who was taken out of the game. We're assuming for coach's decision based off just looking after that. No one checked on him in terms of a training staff. Then after that, the Grizzlies could not find a way offensively as they were stopped by the San Jose bullpen. It was over after that. Let's go through the pitching lines. Gabriel Barbosa, 4 2/3, 7 hits, 6 runs, only 2 earned, 2 walks, 4 Ks. Carlos Torres, an inning and a third. He looked outstanding out of the pen. Gabriel Rodriguez, in his return back to the Grizzlies, a rough outing. Davis Palermo, despite an inning in the third, striking out 3, he also allowed a big run and 3 hits. For San Jose, Nomar Medina, 4 innings. He was not very efficient, but the bullpen after that, 5 innings of 1-run unearned ball. They allowed 3 hits and 1 walk. They struck out 4. Castillo and Cotter were fantastic for the Giants. Offensively for Fresno, 2 hits from Andrews Jr. at the bottom of the lineup. He had 2 of the 3 RBI. The Grizzlies, 4 of their 5 runs scored were from the bottom of their lineup. Tough night for Daniel Amaral, Dion Jorge, Brian Bencourt at the top of the lineup. For San Jose, a big game for Scott Bandura in his debut. Reached base all 5 times, went 3-for-3, including a 3-run homer. He had 3 RBI, 3 runs, and 2 walks in that win. P.J. Hilson at the bottom of the lineup had 2 hits. O'Neill Perez had 2 hits and 2 runs as well for San Jose. So the Grizzlies lose 10-5 tonight. But tomorrow's a brand new day, and tomorrow, 1 p.m. on August 9th, Wednesday afternoon baseball here in the South Bay, it'll be Michael Persecki, the reigning California League Pitcher of the Week. Prosecki, a 9-5 record, a 3.06 ERA. He gets the ball for the Grizzlies, and he'll be countered by San Jose right-hander Mikel Manzano, who is back off the injury list. He'll be making his San Jose debut, no record, and no ERA. That's tomorrow at 1 p.m. A big thank you to all of our partners as well as the Grizzlies. They fall by a final score of 10-5. A big thank you to our partners as well, Chichansi Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Science and Graphics, Express Furniture Rental, Manco Abbott, Lou Pervone's Apartment Homes, and then Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, all proud sponsors of your Fresno Grizzlies here on August 8th. Well, that'll wrap it up tonight. The Grizzlies, back-to-back losses for the first time in over 2 months. The Grizzlies look to get back on right on track tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chichansi Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chichansi Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.